What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It's Thursday, April 9th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is your daily coronavirus update. The U.S. is eyeing a second coronavirus outbreak in China. In the past few days, officials have noted an emergence of new cases, particularly in asymptomatic and pre-symptomatic individuals. The administration is closely monitoring how China handles this next wave to better understand what we could expect later this year when we too could possibly see a second outbreak. Aaron Banco, national security reporter at the Daily Beast, joins us for how we're keeping an eye on China. Thanks for joining us, Aaron.
Thanks for having me.
You know, since this whole outbreak began, all eyes have been on China. That is where the outbreak first began, in Wuhan, China. We've been looking at them for numbers, as far as confirmed cases and death toll. We've been looking at them as far as how they reacted to all this, what they did, how they shut Wuhan down. And the eyes continue there because they're the first ones that went through this. And right now, the Trump administration is looking at them to see if a second coronavirus outbreak could be coming. And this one is centering more around people that are asymptomatic. They're fearing that a rise in asymptomatic cases could trigger a second outbreak very soon or maybe later in the year. Aaron, tell us a little bit about this.
So at the end of the day, from the officials we've been speaking to, it is still not clear to this day the exact amount of people in China who have contracted the coronavirus, and we're still not sure how many people have died. Basically, what officials in the U.S. are telling us is we can't really trust the data that's coming out of China at this moment in time. So this sort of serves up all kinds of issues and problems for the Trump administration when they're trying to learn not only about how the first outbreak happened and how China handled that initial sort of round of patients and deaths, but also what it means going forward. What we've seen in China is a small pool of people test positive for the coronavirus recently, within the past week. And these individuals are, many of them, asymptomatic or pre-symptomatic. And this is the sort of first indication that we're getting that there's this second wave of coronavirus cases that China may be experiencing over the next couple of weeks. And what the Trump administration is really trying to do is figure out how this new outbreak started and really get on the ground intel on exactly how many people have tested positive over the past few days, and how the Chinese government is handling this all.
Yeah, and the concerns are there. We ourselves in the United States could possibly expect another round later this year. That's why Dr. Anthony Fauci said this could be a seasonal thing. It could maybe taper off in the summer months and then come back again when cold and flu season starts all over again. Whether it's a mutated version of COVID-19 or the same exact thing, it could still have its reemergence. And there's always been this thing about people that are asymptomatic or pre-symptomatic. That's the trickiest part. People can be shedding the virus and other people can get infected and not know it because the others aren't showing those symptoms. So what's happening is the Trump administration is leaning on the State Department for a lot of this stuff to keep an eye out for the second wave.
The Trump administration is looking at a couple of different agencies to try to gather as much information as possible on the ground from the Chinese government about this new small outbreak. But the State Department has really been leading the effort in not only trying to figure out from the consulate and embassies and representatives on the ground in China just how many people have contracted the virus over the last week, but also how the Chinese government may or may not be spinning that kind of information. You know, we've had problems trying to get reliable data out of China for quite some time now on the coronavirus. And so they're trying to really get ahead of the game on this second wave and trying to dispel any sort of inaccurate information or talking points that appear in news reports or elsewhere and trying to sort of tamper down on that and track it all to make sure that the U.S. has a very clear understanding of what the actual data is, yes, but also how it's being distorted, if at all. And so the State Department is really relying on its partners across the world to help them. And of course, officials who are working within the department across the world as well. It was really a team effort within the State Department. Now, we also know that officials in the intelligence community are taking a really close look at this. But it's like you said, it's very important for the U.S. scientists and academics to really try to understand what led to this second wave in China and how to mitigate that here in the United States as the months go forward. The last thing the U.S. wants to do is to put out guidance that says, all right, we're all good. Everybody go back to work. And then we see this new second wave sooner than maybe we would have anticipated in the first place. So I think it's really trying to understand how to create our own policies and guidance around the coronavirus based off of very limited data that we're getting out of China.
Right. And China just lifted the lockdown on Wuhan. So obviously people are going to be paying attention specifically there to see how they get back to normal business and everyday operating business. And obviously to see what we can translate that over back to us. The other thing that's happening as well with China is that some of the equipment that we're getting from there and other countries have been getting there, there's been reports of faulty equipment. I think things in Spain and the Netherlands, Britain was one of the latest countries to complain about these antibody test kits and other equipment that they were getting, saying that they were faulty. The FDA has approved the use of N95 masks, which are like the N95 masks, but these are ones that are approved by China standards. So that's just another concern, is some of the equipment that we're getting from there as well.
So what we know is the State Department is actually tracking some of those deliveries that have been flagged as faulty or not functioning correctly. And so what we know from some of the State Department cables that I reviewed is that China is pushing a new program whereby they will be delivering more and more supplies, increasingly so, but they put sort of new standards in place to ensure that on their end, the devices are working before they export them to other countries. And I will just say about the point on Wuhan, yes, they have lifted the lockdown sort of orders and guidance. But what we do know is that local officials in Wuhan are also considering testing everybody in the province to make sure that they are not testing positive for the coronavirus. Their real concern right now is asymptomatic or pre-symptomatic spread, which is, of course, what the Trump administration and the U.S. scientists and academics are worried about here as well. But it's appearing as though they're returning back to normal, but I think it's fair to say from the cables and officials we've spoken to that China is still very worried about the transmission, asymptomatic to asymptomatic person.
Aaron Banco, national security reporter at the Daily Beast, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been your Daily Coronavirus Update. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at viking.com.